Hi writers, it is Friday, February 1st, 2019, and this is Laura Purdy Salas giving you my weekly working writer update. So, I have had a busy week. I got home from Florida on Friday, so I didn't get back to work till Tuesday, and here's what I've been up to. My picture book manuscript color, I worked on this a little bit on my flight to Florida. And this is a manuscript that I didn't think was working at all. It's a nonfiction manuscript. And I was just really struggling with the right approach. And when I reread it on my flight down to Florida and I just began scribbling, you know, all over my printed out manuscript, I feel like I might have started to find my way into it. So right now I have a draft that still stinks, but it's getting maybe a little bit closer, and it's starting to feel like it might actually turn into a workable, sellable manuscript someday. We'll see. For my spring 2019 books, so my Poetry Palooza trio, for Equations, which is Snowman minus Cold equals Puddle, I got emailed a lovely review that I can't share yet because I can't share it till the review journal comes out in print. But it's actually a review journal that hasn't ever reviewed one of my books, so that's kind of exciting. I also did a podcast that Charles Bridge has about this book, and I don't think I did a very good job. I'm really comfortable speaking in person or, like right now, speaking to you guys, but having a conversation that's been recorded, I was so focused on trying to not say and making sure I didn't talk over Mel, my publicist and interviewer, because when I get excited, I tend to talk over people. So I was so focused on those, I fear that it might have come off kind of dry and formal or awkward. So I don't know. I haven't heard it yet, so we'll see. And then finally, for that book, Snowman minus Cold equals Puddle, tomorrow morning I'm going to be at an event for educators and book lovers, and I'll be one of many authors doing quick book talks about their books. So I'm excited about that, and I'll share with you next week how it goes. Another Poetry Palooza book, Lion of the Sky, I just received today an email from the folks at Learner, and it also got a lovely review in that same review journal. So I'm excited that I'll have two poetry books reviewed in that same issue. And gosh, I'm hoping maybe I'll get an email from the third publisher for my third Poetry Palooza book. And that one hasn't gotten many reviews at all, good or bad, so I'm a little nervous. Okay, going on to future books. Winter, which is a nonfiction rhyming book coming out this fall, I received from my editor a PDF of the entire jacket. So the front cover, the back cover, and then the front and back flap. And she sent me that so that I could make comments on it and, you know, look for typos and stuff like that. And there are some things about it I really love. And other things that I, you know, pointed out weren't my favorite. And that's how the process goes. We'll see what happens. And then another manuscript. So this one is not a book yet. This is just a work in progress that I'm calling Maybe. And it's one that an editor suggested to me. And I wrote something and submitted it. And she wanted it to be maybe a little bit older and not quite so bouncy. And so it's a concept book. It's not a narrative story book. And it's rhyming. And I was trying to, you know, look at different ways I could expand and kind of age the manuscript a little bit. And what so for the past few days, I've been kind of brainstorming about this concept that I'm writing about. And I today worked on a new version. I don't know that I can call it a draft because it's not even anything that's an attempt to be good writing. but what I did was I let go of the rhyme for the time being, and I really tried to focus in on what are the images that I want to use as examples of these various parts of the concept I'm writing about. What is it I really want to say directly to kids? You know, what am I trying to tell them? And so I expanded it a lot. I narrowed it down some. Right now it's like 900 words, which is way too long, but it's a lot of prose writing. But I feel like I'm getting closer to what the manuscript wants to be. Not that it wants to be prose and that long, but the actual ideas that I want to say to kids. So the next step will be for each part of the concept, you know, I've got maybe 5 or 6 images, and I'm going to have to narrow it down to just 1 or 2. And then I'll start looking at rhyme. What are some fun rhyming word combinations and stuff? But for the time being, I'm just working in prose on this manuscript. And then for a book that is going to be a book called Word, well, it's actually called A Word in the Hand, but my shorthand for it is Word, and I have been working on a revision of it the past couple of weeks, and it's been more than 2 years since the last revision of it, which was shortly after I sold it. So it was interesting going back to the manuscript after so long. And some of the poems I was able to revise with notes from the editor, but other times her notes, you know, sent me off in a direction where I ended up with a whole new poem a few times. So I've turned that in, and now I'm waiting to see what she says back to me. Okay, I'm looking further down my list here. Submissions. I don't think I said this in last week's audio roundup, but over the past 2 weeks, I have done about 11 submissions, and that includes follow-ups as well as brand new submissions. So I didn't quite get to everything I wanted to submit in January, but I did, you know, kick it into gear a little bit the past couple weeks and get some things sent out. And career stuff, I am working on taxes. Ugh. I'm waiting on some paperwork, so I'm really hoping to get those done in the next week or two and then be able to post my annual writing income breakdown. So, let's see. Tonight I am heading out to play board games with some friends in the... Some of them are writers, some of them are Kidlit, have careers around Kidlit, like they work with books. As booksellers or teachers or things like that, and some of them are just friends of friends. It's just a nice little group of people. So I am looking forward to that, and I want to say an extra thank you to my new Patreon supporter, Marcy Flincham Atkins. So my Patreon supporters are the ones who are keeping me able to do things like this weekly roundup. And it's something I've just started. So if you're not a Patreon supporter, you could go to my website and check it out. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Happy writing, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.